another troop surge. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Like President Obama, President Trump had made campaign promises to get us out of Afghanistan.
My original instinct was to pull out.
I opposed the war in Iraq precisely because I believe that we must exercise restraint in the use of military force.
But the generals got them both to change their minds. And so, standing before a military audience at a base near Washington, President Trump announced what sounded like a familiar policy in Afghanistan. More soldiers, more money, and the expectation of results.
Our commitment is not unlimited, and our support is not a blank check.
Similar to what a military audience at West Point heard 8 years ago.
The days of providing a blank check are over.
But this troop surge is being described very differently. For President Obama, it was 30,000 troops who'd be on a deadline.
After 18 months, our troops will begin to come home.
But for President Trump, no numbers, no deadlines, and a free hand for the generals.
We will not talk about numbers of troops or our plans for further military activities.
And while both men had similar goals,
we will pursue a military strategy that will break the Taliban's momentum.
We will break their will, dry up their recruitment.
Mr. Trump used a word that Mr. Obama did not.
Our troops will fight to win. We will fight to win.
We are about to see if presidential word choice makes a difference. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.